This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today highlighted that the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi destroyed the ISI-backed terror group Shehzad Bhatti Network ahead of Independence Day. He informed that the government also thwarted its plans for subversive attacks by arresting more than 200 operatives. In a social media post, he said that security forces ripped apart the network by launching coordinated operations across different locations in 14 states, upholding a brilliant example of India's zero tolerance towards terrorism. He underlined that substantial recoveries, including IEDs, grenades bearing Pakistan Ordnance Factory markings, pistols, live cartridges, and CCTV cameras used for espionage, were made from the ISI-funded group. Mr. Shah added that the network was involved in several terrorist activities. BJP National President Nitin Naveen today announced the new team of national office bearers of the party. Mr. Naveen has appointed 13 national vice presidents, including Vasundhara Raje Sindhya, Tirath Singh Rawat, Ram Madhav, Vaijayant Jay Panda, Sardar Manpreet Singh Badal, and Rekha Verma. Union Minister and BJP leader Piyush Goyal has been appointed as the national treasurer of the party. B.R. Santosh has been appointed as Organizational National General Secretary. Mr. Naveen has also appointed 8 party leaders as National General Secretary, including Vinod Tavre, Sunil Bansal, Smriti Irani and Biplab Kumar Deb. The party also named new heads of its various morchas, including Dr. Hemang Joshi as Yuva Morcha President, Roop Kumari Chaudhary as Mahila Morcha President and Bansi Lal Gurjar as Kisan Morcha President. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated to the newly appointed national office bearers of the party and those who have been given various responsibilities. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This newly appointed team brings together organizational experience, energy and grassroots connect." Education Minister Prahlad Joshi today held a meeting with the Secretary, Department of Higher Education, DG of National Testing Agency, NTA, and other senior officials in New Delhi. During the meeting, the minister directed that strict compliance be ensured of the established exam protocols. He also directed that a complete overhaul of confidential operations, architecture, secluded rooms, air-gapped systems, device deposit protocols be implemented on a war footing. The agency has been further directed to conduct a thorough audit of all exam processes and submit a report on corrective action taken. The government will soon constitute a high-powered committee on banking in achieving the vision of a Viksit Bharat. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said this after inaugurating the 2-day public sector bank conclave in New Delhi today. She added that the committee will decide the future course of banking reforms by taking up issues and recommendations.
On the basis of a well-researched set of documents which have been shared with you in advance, will hopefully provide that substantive meat for the committee to also look at. So the committee would probably have that material before them, even as they deliberate. And even as they deliberate, to give us their thoughts and also the recommendations, which will help us to clearly understand where the committee wants India to go towards Viksit Bharat, and in that, the role of banks.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the security forces today launched a massive joint cordon and search operation in the Ramnagar forest area of Udhampur district, following inputs about the suspicious movement of 2 unidentified persons. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that a joint team comprising the Special Operations Group, SOG, of Jammu and Kashmir Police, Army and other security agencies cordoned off the Jopar area and launched an intensive search operation to track the suspected individuals and address any potential security threat. In men's cricket, host Sri Lanka were all out for 284 in response to India's first innings total of 462 in the opening test of the 2-match series at Galle. The visitors have the lead of 178 runs. Resuming their innings on day 3 at 460 for 9, India added just 2 runs before losing their final wicket when Asita Fernando dismissed Prasidh Krishna. The second and final test of the series will begin on the 23rd of August in Colombo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.